Yesu yebazibwa nnyo baana ba Katonda.
Praise Jesus much, children of God.
Iyo mutya mulinyerera Mukama waffe Yesu mwana wa Katonda omulamu.
Have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus, Son of the Living God?
Obulamu buli butya?
And how is your lives?
Ngenda kusaba mbolize ku muganda wo.
I'm going to request you greet your brethren.
Mwagalize ebisinga obulungi.
And wish him the best.
Ebyo byennyini byewandibadde weeyagalize.
The same things you'd have wished yourself.
Osobole okutuukiriza Filipo suli y'okubironyola okona.
And fulfill Philippians 2 verse 4.
Nti nga teweerowoleza byo weka.
That you do not think of your only things alone, but you think of the others.
So
as you would have wished those good things to you, wish them to your brethren. And by name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Samuel Newman, and our Bible reader, Teacher Jacob, we love you all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We give God the Father the glory of heaven, and to together with his word, the Lord Jesus Christ, and his Holy Spirit, who is in our midst,
and
who was sent from heaven. Because he speaks in 1 Corinthians 12:12-14, we were not given the spirit of the world to become servants, but we moved on given a spirit from heaven, and him the spirit of the Lord, who was given us from heaven. He helps us not to speak in human wisdom, but in the wisdom of God. Now, in the wisdom of God, that's spoken of in Jeremiah chapter 8, verses 8-9. The wisdom in the word. It's what we want to move rich unto you. We based in this ministry, the new generation, which has the full knowledge of God, and to move on rich unto you, the first two of the answering of God to the world. Why there are many troubles ever since
their
2020 began. Praise Jesus much. Now we are still moving on with Samaria Sea of the answering of God to the world. Why there are many troubles?
Phase
it is the second phase.
Part 7,
Katondo B2. Portion B2.
Yes, you ever see
praise Jesus much.
Mwetuli okulabira mwetulabira
where we are seeing prophetic prayers of the four types.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And right now we are moving on to give you in summary the prophetic prayer to be given.
And
move on with portion B2.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Because we had finished B1. Finished it the past day.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We are still seeing the summary things within
tujukira.
It. We remember that in the first part, we showed you what's in summary. The prophetic prayer to be given. When we understood we did not pray as an individual. According to the first point. We don't pray as an individual. We pray for as an individual. And we pray for ourselves as church of full knowledge. And we pray for church in Uganda. And we pray for Uganda called to basin the call of the whole world. And we pray for church in the whole world. And we also pray for the whole world. God to prepare it in this final work on this planet Earth. That's why you read the scripture like Philippians 2 verse 4.
That,
and we do not think of only our own things, but even of the others. Now when God told us to Pray those prayers right from 27th October 2019 up to the 1st of December 2019. Prayers of preparing all nations for God's final back on this planet earth. In the fulfillment of those prayers, it's what left many troubles to happen from when their 2020 began,
or
to be able to prepare them as those prayers move. Now we understood in the second point that at times we don't know what to pray for, and we do not pray. And when we seem like I've understood what to pray for, we do not know how to ask well. We ask amiss.
Okay. Point
our second point, it was that God knows what we need, but there is a reason why he left us that we ask from him. That reason, as he told us in Matthew chapter 6, the verse 7, verses 6 to 7, it is said he knows what we need before we ask them. Yet
we fall
detail as Matthew 7 verse 7, we introduce will open for us, we seek we shall find, and we ask we shall be given. And then yet he knows what we need.
But
those came from Genesis chapter 2 and chapter 3, because in Genesis chapter 2 we saw God planning to give man as a helper. According to Genesis chapter 2 verses
18,
and in Genesis 2 verses
22
to reaching
23,
Adam was brought a spouse he saw indeed is the one he exactly wanted. But in Genesis 3 verse 14, verses 12 to 14, after Adam had sinned because of the woman,
he
was tempted by Satan to cause her eat of the tree of life. When God asked him that did you eat of the tree that I refused thee of, and he said the woman you gave me. Now from then, and it appeared that though God knows what we need, but leaves us ask that we show him that our needs, because when he plans for us and gives and we use wrongly, and we get problems, we tell him it's you who gave it to us. Some of those why prayer to be given is there in the world. We look to the third point, and we were told that at times we don't ask because we don't know what to ask for. When we understand what to ask for, we don't know how to pray as we ought to. According to Joel and James 4, verses
1
to
3.
Now in that word, and we need to first ask for major things like the Holy Spirit, who can help us in weakness and lead us in praying. According to what's in Romans 8, verse 26. And 27. And he himself, the Spirit of truth, if we have asked him, he comes bear that our weakness, and he searches the hearts, the exact things we need, and he connects them with the will of God, or to the exact things God knows which we want. And the Holy Spirit, we to ask him just as our Lord Jesus Christ told us, John 14 verse 14 and to 17, and he says he asked for us the Comforter, the Spirit of truth. Now here we ask for him, and then the major things we need to ask, it is the Holy Spirit. Now when he comes to lead us, he can make us get the exact things everything we need.
And
we ask it as the will of God is. And the Holy Spirit himself gets that of the Father to give us. We saw of the fourth point, in those who shall find in prayer to be given, that why we ask the Holy Spirit, because it's the authority of God give us all that we need in this life and in serving of God and in moving to understand him. As those we had in 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3, and
he
says the Holy power of God. It gave us all we need in this life and in moving to serving him. Understood in Zechariah 4:6, not by power, not by might, but by the Spirit of God. We believe if we get the Holy Spirit, we have already gotten all. If we obey the commands of God, thus, and we know it, John chapter 16, starting from verse 12 unto 15, the Holy Spirit gets from both of the Father. For what's of the Father? It is of Jesus. And he reveals us, and he gives us. Praise Jesus much. That's the reason why we ask for the Holy Spirit. As one of the majors. Those you hear in those prayers, which you are told to pray right from 27th October 2019 to reaching the 1st of December 2019. Prayers which cause us to be given what we need.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So which do you,
now thus
is a point in ya,
those four points
twasobodokulabikanga tulaba musamari si,
we are able to see in summary C
yokwanukura kwa katonda eri ensi,
of the answering of God to the world.
Why there
are many troubles?
Changu mwaka 2022 gutandika.
Since there 2020 began.
Phase 2.
It's phase 2.
Part 7.
Part 7.
Part 7 B1.
Part 7, B1.
So
now even today, we want to move on
ne part B2.
With part B2 of those
you're
going to find in the prayer to be given. It's a fifth point. We were told we ask for the fullness of the Holy Spirit, the seven spirits and the seven eyes of God, those sent in the whole earth,
that we
can pray prayers and they don't hold darkness of ignorance, but when there is light of knowledge of God.
So point
now in that point we shall see in those prayers,
you
see that we ask of the fullness of the Holy Spirit, the seven spirits and the seven eyes of God sent in the whole earth, that he can lead us in God's worldwide work, and he provides us in every place in the whole world the many things we need, because we speak them in light which is perfected. We know it. According to Isaiah 1 verse 18, God accepted us, come we reason with him through prayer. Through a prayer of repentance, a prayer to be given, the prayer of warfare, and the prayer of supplication. But if we go there and we do not have wisdom, the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of understanding, the spirit of counsel, the spirit of power, the spirit of knowledge of God, the spirit of fear of God, makes the fullness of spirit of the Lord. We find that we bring darkness in counsel. Now in Isaiah, always we hear Isaiah chapter 1 verse 18, and he speaks saying like this.
Isaiah
chapter 1 verses 18.
Mujeno tutese fembi bwayogera mukama. Ivivya mwene wiva ngorugo yorumyufu binaba byerungo muzira rawe bitwakalange bendera binabange byo yabyendiga
Yesu yabazibwe nyo
praise Jesus much
tukoyisa nye kandi kubwe cyo musara za fezona
we always use that scripture in all our prayers
webanga sala yakwenenya
whether prayer of repentance
sala yakwebwa
prayer to be given
sala yarutaru
prayer of warfare
sala iyo kusiba no kwewa eri katonda
prayer of fastness application to God
tusoma nyo Isaiah sura soko nyo 18
we always read Isaiah chapter 1 verse 18
natugama anti mukama yatukiriza tugende tutesewa muna ye
we say God allowed us we go reason with him
echo nga kitufu
and that is true
kizibubotaba na magezi na moyo wa magezi agali mchigambo
if you do not have spirit of wisdom in the word
ukutegera okuli mchigambo
understanding in the word
ukutegera okuli mchigambo
the counsel in the word
amanya agali mchigambo
the power in the word
omoyo okumanya okuli mchigambo cha katonda
the spirit of knowledge in the word of god
omoyo okutya mukama
the spirit of fear of god
chawe chibinga chigambo cha katonda bwichiri
to hate evil as the word of god
ero moyo wa katonda agulumisha mugwe
and the spirit of god who glorifies in you and he glorifies the father
neo chigambo chi
and his word
mukama Yesu
the Lord Jesus
we singana ngo twali chizikiza mukutesa
you find you taking darkness in counsel
oba mukusaba uko
in that prayer
so cha batu gama muyobu
now that's why it tells us
esura muyobu esura ya satumwa munana
in Job chapter 38
ngayogeranga agamba bwati
and he speaks saying like this
atusometo ulile
let us read we hear
Job esura satumwa munana nolunyiriryo lusoka
Job chapter 38 verses 1
Awo mukama naliyo kaddamu yobo ngaima mumbu ya genyinji nayo garanti olinyolo kubiri aniono alete chizikiza mukutesa nebigambe bitali mukumanya
Yesu yebazibwe
nyo praise Jesus Amen. Much
so osobodo kulete chizikiza mukutesa
now you can bring darkness in counsel
nebigambe bitali muwaddo kumanya
with words without knowledge
kwanga chitufu Isaiah sura soko nyo 18
it is written in Isaiah chapter 1 verse 18
atonda atuito kutesa naye mukusaba okwengereze zemirundi yana kutuulirako
God calls us reason with him in the four type of prayer we hear of
natiraba
yet you see
akugame myobo esura yasitumwa munayo nyo soka
told you Job 38 verse 1
hizo madizango lete chizikiza mukutesa
You may end up bringing darkness in counsel.
Nebi gambe bitali muwaddo kumanya.
Words without knowledge.
Kali singa tusaba obujju omoyo mutukuvu.
Now if we ask for the Holy Spirit.
Okutuga bire ebiveri katonda.
Give us things coming from God.
Natumufunye nga yechi chetweta age chikuru.
And we've got him as him the major thing we need.
Ale tuyingira muye ntumusaba obujju vubwe.
Then we enter him asking for his fullness.
Emi omusambwe ja katonda.
The seven spirits of God.
Nga wejira bisibwa musana gwe chigambo cha katonda.
As they appear in light of the word of God.
Otutu ko kugenda okusaba eri chitaffe.
When we reach go ask from the father
atuita mulinyali ya mukama wafu yesu
and we pass the name of the lord jesus
uwo moyo wa katonda
by the spirit of god
twisingana nga tuogerera dali ebigambo ebyensonga
we find ourselves speak meaningful words
nga bwayogera mu yobo esuleri ya 23
as he speaks in job chapter 23
olunyoli soka pakulo kutana
verses 1 to 5
nga gamba bo
and he says like this
yobo esuleri ya 23 na olunyiri olusoka
job chapter 23 from verses 1
awo yobo naddamu nayogera nti olunyoli okubiri Nerero kwemulugunya kwange kujemu ti Nerero kwemulugunya kwange kujemu okubibwa kwange kusinga kusinda kwange obuzito olinjolo kusatu singa manje nyizo okumulabira singa nyizo okutuka na wali entebe yeye olinjolo kuna nandiri nanyize ensonga yange mu maso ge nenjuze kamwa kange ensonga olinjolo kutano Nandi manye bigambo byandi nzizemu nentegera byandi ngambye
Yesu yebazibwe nyo
Amen
Otukanga osabye sala
you reach you pray the prayer
ezokuwebwa obeze olutalo
prayer of warfare or to be given
nga mbutufu
and indeed
utuseno kwemulugunya
you've reached even to complain because God is not answering house is not answering
naga mneto ina bigambo byansonga
and they say you do not have meaningful words
bojo kosaba wali
when you come to pray
tolina magezi mugwe
you do not have wisdom within you
tolina kumanya
you don't have knowledge
labolete bigambo byekizikiza mukutesa
you bring words of darkness and counsel
ne bigambo bitali muwaddo kumanya
words without knowledge
so kumanya moyo wa mukama
knowledge is the spirit of god
akora awumukubujuvu wa moyo mutukufu
makes one of the fullness of holy spirit
so mukigambo echo
now in that word
ganogemanya oba eno yengeri yo moyo mutukumbo juvube mbufunzi
this is the form of the holy spirit in his fullness
jeto singananga tusaba
those we find ourselves asking
okusinzira kwebe tuzetuulira
according those we've come hearing
niko abatume isura eno eyo kubiri
in acts chapter 2
odunyoro okusatu
verse 3
katandiko lokulipa kulokusatu
lokusatu
pakulokona
verse 3 and 4
kubyogerwa ku bujjuvu bw'Omwoyo Mutukuvu.
If you see what's spoken of the fullness of Holy Spirit.
Ebikolwa by'abatume esuli yo kubiri n'olunyiriri olw'okusatu.
Acts chapter 2 verses 3.
Nekulabika ku bo ennimi ngezi omuliro nga zeyawuddemu. Buli lulimi ne lutuula ku muntu.
Nekulabika ku bo.
And appeared on them.
Ennimi ngezi omuliro.
Tongues like of fire.
Lulimi ne lutuula ku muntu.
Every tongue rested on a person.
Naye ennimi ez'omuliro zino.
But these tongues of fire.
Bwe zaabatuulako.
Those who rested on them. Listen what followed. Let's read the verse 3. Verse 4.
Ebikolwa by'abatume esuli y'okubiri n'olunyiriri olw'okuna.
Acts chapter 2 verses 4.
Bonna ne bajjula omwoyo omutukuvu ne batanula okwogera ennimi endala ng'omwoyo bwe yabawa okuzoogera.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Kibatulako ennimi ng'ez'omuliro.
Now when they rested upon tongues like of fire.
Ne bajjula omwoyo omutukuvu.
They got filled with the Holy Spirit.
Ne boogera ennimi ez'amawanga gonna.
Spoke tongues of all nations.
Nga omwoyo bwe yabawa.
As the Spirit gave them.
Era bayogeramu ebikulu bya Katonda.
In them they spoke the wonders of God.
Bw'omalayo olunyiriri olwo.
If you finish that verse.
Kubanga baali bafunye omwoyo omutukuvu mbujjuvu bwe.
Because they had gotten the Holy Spirit in his fullness.
Omwoyo omutukuvu oyo mbujjuvu bwe.
That Holy Spirit. Spirit in his fullness.
I know kutuyamba munaku zinezoluva nyuma.
He has to help us in these last days.
Mukutambula kwa revival ya amanyi.
Of the great revival.
Arabikira munnimi ezomuliro.
Appear in tongues of fire.
Obujjuvu bwe sibwa liters.
His fullness is not in liters.
Obanga ekidomola kya lita abiri.
Or as a jerrycan of 20 liters.
Oba epipa eza lita ekikumi.
Or like a piper of 100 liters.
Oba tanka ezalita omutwaro.
Tankers of 10,000. No.
Obujjuvu bwe obulabikira mu nnimi ez'omuliro.
His fullness appeared in the tongues of fire.
Bukolebwa emyo musanvu.
It's made of seven spirits.
Era ffe kye tuba tusaba ekyo kyennyini.
That's why we ask this exact thing.
Netuyingira mu netuweebwa ebisinga obulungi.
And given the best things.
Bw'otunuulira mu kubikulirwa essuula ey'okuna.
If you look to Revelation 4 verse 5, Revelation 4 verse 5,
agamba bwati,
he says like this.
Revelation 4
verses 5.
Ntebe nga kuvaako okumyansa n'amaloboozi n'okubwatuka. Netabaza omusanvu ez'omuliro nga zaaka mu maaso g'entebe. Jemye yomusanvu eja Katonda.
Yes.
Laba kubikulire sura yokone kutegeza.
Look Revelation 4 tells us.
Onyoro kutano.
Verse 5.
Jomoyo mtu kubalabikira munne myezo muri.
The Holy Spirit appearing in tongues of fire.
Obujuvu bwejibere myo musanvu.
His fullness they are seven spirits.
Ireba gama ndi wajuzidwa omwoyo.
When they tell you got filled of the spirits.
Mugu obajuzidwe myo musanvu.
He said you are filled of seven spirits.
Ejikolo obujuvu wa moyo mutukuvu.
Which make fullness of Holy Spirit.
Kati oyo wetumusaba.
No, him when we ask for him.
Netumufuna.
And we get him.
Ngama nyage bwegali.
As his name are.
Okusinzira mu Isaiah sura ya 11.
According to Isaiah 11.
Onyoro okubiri.
Verse 2.
Tugena maso kubanga byonna bitwogerako byansonga.
We move on that all that we speak of is meaningful.
Eranga bikuru.
And they are great.
N'okusaba kwaffe kuba kujjudde ensonga.
Even our prayer is filled of meaning.
Ngama gezi g'ekigambo kya Katonda bwegali.
As the wisdom of the word of God is.
Kati someto ulire.
Let's read we here.
Isaiah
Isaiah 11 verses 2.
Isaiah sura ye 11 n'olunyiriri olw'okubiri.
Isaiah chapter 11 verse 2.
N'omwoyo gwa Mukama gulibeera ku ye. Omwoyo gw'amagezi n'okutegeera. Omwoyo gw'okuteesa n'amaanyi. Ti. Omwoyo gw'okuteesa n'amaanyi. Omwoyo gw'okumanya n'okutya Mukama.
Yes, you ever see
praise Jesus much.
But
if you look to Isaiah chapter 11, verses 2,
agamba,
he says that the Spirit of the Lord shall be upon him, the Spirit of wisdom, the Spirit of understanding, the Spirit of counsel, the Spirit of power.
Omoyo w'okumanya,
the spirit of knowledge.
Omoyo w'okutya Mukama,
the spirit of fear of God.
Kati obwebujjuvu.
Now that is the fullness.
Omoyo atuwebwa netuwebwa byonna.
Of the spirit given us and then we are given all.
Nituetaaga okuveri Katonda.
That we need from God.
Erisale ezo bwetwazisaba ez'okutuwa netuetaaga ebikulu.
Those prayers when we prayed them to give us the major things we need.
Mumulimo gwa Katonda ogusema okusema zinga w'ensi eno.
God's final work on this planet earth.
Katonda yatulagira ozisaba tute ensi yonna etegekebwe.
God commanded us pray them the entire world be be prepared.
That
they be given fullness of Holy Spirit in the work they have called them to do in the call of the whole world. That's what brought the pause of lockdowns in the world since 2020 began. I don't want to be out there asking what is going on. What is going on, it is that. The prophecy, God's biblical prophecy,
but
it cometh to pass. What then is next? Because prayers were prayed basing in the scriptures.
Why
we ask for spirit of the Lord that he can best in you glorify God the Father and the Word. Because when he was telling us,
I'll
try to show you why you receive the spirit of the Lord.
And
you receive spirit of wisdom, understanding, counsel, spirit of power, of knowledge, and of fear of God. I want to give you a few reasons why you need to get him. When the spirit of the Lord is in you,
you
cannot glorify anything else under the sun except God the Father and the Word, who is known as the Son, the Lord Jesus. The reason why you need spirit of the Lord,
one
spoken of in John 16, verse 12 to 15. If he is in you, this is what he does. John chapter 16, from verse 12.
Nchalina bingi okubabulira, naye temuyinza kubigumikiriza kaakano. Olunyo lwe 13. Naye bw'alijja oyo omwoyo w'amazima, anaabalungamyanga mu mazima gonna, kubanga tayogerenga ku bubwe yekka. Nebyo nabi anawuliranga byanayogeranga. Yanababuliranga ebigenda okujja. Olunyole 14. Oyo anangulumizanga nze. Kubanga anatoolanga ku byange n'ababuulira mmwe. Olunyole 15. Byonna byonna kitange byali nabyo bye byange. Kyenvudde ngamba nti anatoolanga ku byange n'abuulira mmwe.
Yes.
Oyo anangulumizanga nze.
Him, he will glorify me.
Kubanga anatoolanga ku byange.
Because he will get from mine.
N'ababuulira mmwe.
And he will tell you.
Byonna byonna kitange byali nabyo
byange. Those the Father has, they what are mine.
Kyenva mbagambye nti anatoolanga ku byange n'abawa mmwe.
You'll get from mine and he will give you.
Kaakati bw'olabira nti mbutuufu obujju bw'omwoyo omutukuvu butandise mu ggwe.
Upon which you see indeed the fullness of Holy Spirit has come.
Era omwoyo wa Mukama.
And the Spirit of the Lord.
Ng'agundidde mu ggwe.
And he settled within you.
Ogulumiza Katonda Kitaffe n'ekigambo.
You glorify God the Father and the Word.
Nga tosukka byawandiikibwa.
And you do not go beyond the scriptures.
Kubanga omwoyo wa Mukama oyo.
That spirit of the Lord, it is the real scriptures. That's why in John 6, verse 63, he spoke as he said like this. John chapter 6, verse 63.
Yes.
Places in you to glorify the Father and the Word, the Lord Jesus. And the bases in scriptures never speaking anything else. Even if it's a dream, whether a vision, or a trance, or a urim, or the speech of God, or a thamim, or the speech of God, whether there has happened an azotas of moving God, glorify God.
He
remains the scriptures, he never speaks beyond them. Whether prayer to be given, as you too, you will hear it. Moves in the scriptures and you hear the Holy Spirit moving. And he is leading you in all preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness righteousness in the kingdom of heaven appears the much light of the word of God.
Then
to prove the Holy Spirit is in you. And when it reached to groan in prayer,
and
then it groans in the scriptures. Indeed they connect you to here. Indeed that prayer, it has to
come
for the prophecy of scriptures. Spoke long that God will give you this and this. That when you ask him like this, as it's written here and there, he will fulfill those. Now that is how it is. And when you read these scriptures,
and
we see how spirit begins to be in us, the spirit of the Lord, the seventh spirit. Because
he says,
we do not serve the letters we look to in this Bible.
But
the spirit speaking within them, the spirit of life, the spirit of life,
he
speaks within the scriptures.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So,
it's what saying the Corinthians, as he says like this.
2
Corinthians chapter 3.
Abakolinse chokubiri esuli yokusatu. Noru nyiriri oru omukaga.
2 Corinthians chapter 3 from verse 6.
Ere ya tuyi nzisa ngaba weleza venda gane mpia. Siba weleza banukuta. Wabula abumu oyo. Kubange nukuteta. Na yu moyo guleta obulamu.
Yes. If you look to 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 6,
it
enables us to be ministers of the new covenant, the covenant making revival. As you see, we too today we are in that revival. We no more serve the letter we're reading that Isaiah
says,
but we hear God the Spirit who is behind these scriptures and his spirit. And
we
quote that God, as you say, Matthew 7 verse 7, this will open for us.
To save,
we ask,
you
will give us,
tunonye,
we seek.
And
we shall find.
If
we quote that the Spirit of the Lord is
spoke,
basing in Apostle Paul, Philippians 4:6, that we tell God that we need through thanksgiving, repentance, and the prayer.
We
do not say that Paul said, for he had nothing to say except by the Spirit of God.
So,
now the beginning of seeing that you will hear in the prayer to be given, touch the whole world, prepare written God's final back on this planet Earth. It was spread most in 2019. Entered the year 2020, began preparing us. The troubles have happened in the whole world, God humbling you wherever you are. And you ask what made us reach unto all this. You know that people ask, why all this to come on us? Right now God answers you the reason why.
There
are those who can get angered of us, they say. But Apostle, why did you pray prayers like those? It wasn't in us to pray them. It was in the command of God. Because you too, you needed it as you see. Because even perversions had been so much in the world. Many pastors already left light of the word of God. And they followed the desires of this world. And in every preaching, they preach the desires of this world. And they cannot tell us God, neither heaven, and the way to go there. That God may add on us things we need while on our journey on this world. Now the other, as we say, we needed the Spirit of the Lord, and the reason is given you. We need the Spirit of wisdom, that which is in the Word, to be able to watch over our lives. And we speak before God when we have wisdom, that's in the Word.
Why
you need the spirit of wisdom?
The entire
Bible was written in the much wisdom.
And
when the spirit of wisdom comes in your
life,
every wisdom hidden in the Bible,
you are
going to be revealed of it.
Because
the word of God is real wisdom.
And it speaks
with us in Jeremiah. Jeremiah 8:8. And
9.
That the writers pen those in the world. They have written many books. But the wisdom in the book Bible, it's been there many years. And it's never been revealed. Because the spirit of wisdom, it ceased to be in the people. People wrote their own books, deceived themselves in many things. When the spirit of wisdom comes, as today you hear him, he brings out all wisdom that
he wants.
Let me tell you, all you out in the world, all you write about, you know they were first created in the wisdom of God. And they are written about the whole
Bible.
You want to write about a human being?
Human anatomy.
That is termed as human anatomy.
Go amutonda.
Are you the one who created him?
Why don't
you
lean
on wisdom in the world to tell you how he is?
You know, the
truth is those who study human anatomy,
what
concerns a human being,
they
never studied a human being, they study his body.
Because
in the language you say the let,
and we retain
the body all every day we've been studying about.
Now the one who, the
let who has gone, we have never studied of him.
It's
to study like of a human being,
and
you study about his shirts.
No gambo rimweru, and you say,
you may find
like
our Bible reader.
Teacher
Jacob.
No gamba narabi Jacob.
He said that I saw Jacob.
The
head, there is hair on it. Even
eyes.
But from the neck
to
reaching the waist,
mweru.
He is white. Yet you speak of the shirt he is put on. And from the waist and to the shoes, he is black. You study a trouser he's put on. Right from where the trouser ends to reach where he's stepping,
he's still black
according to the shoe is put on.
You
said that is not Jacob.
Okay,
the head was right,
but the other
parts you're speaking wrong ones.
I don't
know, it's something you've understood.
Now all
wisdom, which is pure, it's within the word.
And
the one who can reveal that to us is the spirit of wisdom.
And
as you see, how we are today,
expect
that's how you hear. Is not that very clear?
So
in Jeremiah 8:8,
he
speaks like this.
Jeremiah 8:8. Ekalamu yobulimbe yabawandisi ewandise bitali bya mazima.
Abawandise yo munsi.
The scribes out there in the world,
bagena ne bawandika ku muntu bwe yatandika.
They go write about the beginning of man.
Ne bagamba yava mu kisodi.
And they say he came from the apes.
Oba munchima.
Or from the monkeys. And then you ask,
lwaki bagena ne babuze yatonde nchima?
Why don't they go ask the one who created the monkey?
Ntidala omuntu wama yava mu nchima mu wamutu.
Did humans come from monkeys? You got them from there. The monkeys came from who then?
You people. That is foolishness. You have written there foolishness and you call it wisdom.
And you come make us foolish in the world. But you know the spirit of wisdom, since he arrived to the whole world, The wisdom of the wise now it is appearing foolishness. We asked him to reach. Left many troubles happening to make foolish their wisdom. Troubles exceed and their wisdom can no more handle them. Yes. You know to write lies. They ask you how did mountains come to exist. That there was evolution. Those mountains happened by evolution. Now they go away with what? And if it's still evolution, those out there, if mountains go away, they go away with evolution. Have you seen the problem? The earth existed how? That they call it the Big Bang Theory.
Eh?
What is that? That there was evolution happening. But I want to come to humanity. Common sense.
Eh?
Common sense.
Eh,
common sense.
Eh.
Yes. You get an egg. Or a passion fruit. You try to crush it, see what will follow. Get an egg, crush it. Get your egg. Get a hammer. Crush it with a hammer. See what will happen. You retain that circular appearance. This earth is in circular form. If it just happened by evolution to happen, it would have been organized the way it is. But
okay.
You read, finish there.
Jeremiah chapter 8
verses
9. Bakengenterirwa, bawambiddwa, laba, baganye ekigambo kya Mukama.
If you reject the word of God, there is no wisdom in you. And the spirit of wisdom has not yet arrived. Let me tell you. Church where it had reached. And people of the world at least have wisdom of the world. Yet those of church have no wisdom of God. How can you be there? You do not have scriptures. And when you have them, you have only two in all your entire big Bible. Two scriptures. Yet them too, you do not understand them properly. Now when you enter prayer, you will pray giving out which scriptures. That's why you're out there speaking every word coming in your head. And you think God will fulfill your words. But remember, in the major things we ask initially, we ask for angels who serve us. But those angels, according to Psalms 103 verse
20,
they cannot fulfill our words, they fulfill the word of God. You read there, you hear. Psalms 103 verses
20.
Yes. These angels, they are the mighty ones. They fulfill the word of God. As they listen to the voice of his words. As you speak and quote as it's written. As you say, this scripture like this. That your prayer to be given. Or of warfare. Means the major things we ask, we need the spirit of wisdom.
To
reveal us wisdom in the word. We ask in the word with wisdom. No darkness in things we speak. I think you see why we asked for that. Now the wisdom of the world, God had to pose it like today. And
it
leaves the world be filled with troubles. And they see of impossible troubles to them. And they run to the wisdom of God that in the word that the spirit of wisdom reveals like today. The reason why you need spirit of understanding. Why you need spirit of understanding. That he can show you the rhythm of the word of God, the flow of it. Which indeed brings all wisdom and knowledge. And you can be able to join up
things,
even if you are into prayer or in preaching. And indeed they are joined as those prayers, you'll hear them. I heard them. You heard those prayers. You hear the way they bring understanding. God had to just answer them. Because they are in the light of his word, there is nothing like darkness. Now, why you need the spirit of understanding? He first told you, and he says, in the Isaiah chapter 28, verse 9, and he says like this. Isaiah chapter 28, from verse 9.
Ani gwali higirizo kumanya. Era ni gwali tegeze bibulirwa ababalese yoku yonka era bavudde kumabere olinyole 10 kubanga kiba kiragiro ku kiragiro ekiragiro ku kiragiro olunyiriri ku lunyiriri olunyiriri ku lunyiriri wano katono au katono
yes
yasuka nabuza ni gwengendo yigirizo kumanya
as whom will I teach knowledge
kwanga.
Who shall I make to understand what is preached? Yes, what is preached at the scriptures? But before the spirit of understanding arrives, you cannot reach into understanding. You can be in the world as you see church has been. And every day you go for gatherings. And though they ask you things of heavens, you know nothing there. Though they ask you even those of the world. And them
too
don't know them yet. Bible speaks all of them. Now I so wonder
prayer
to be given like today. How do you join up? If you want to bring understanding to God, told you Isaiah 28 verse 10, must have 2 to 4 commands. Command you do that issue and they are in the scriptures. 2 to 4 and above commands. You must be. You have 2 to 4 and above scriptures. And above. That's why he said scripture upon scripture. Scripture upon scripture. And you bring the other reasons. And if you hear those prayers, scripture is joined upon another. Prayers the Holy Spirit has prayed under the sun.
After
ask him to lead us the way we ought to. And as the will of God is. Still led us in
29.
And prayed all you out in the world be prepared. This final work on the planet
earth,
through which God called you all out from the world to serve with him in revival, in the restoration of the gospel of salvation, the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven.
And
say here a little, there a little. Get from the Old Testament and the New, in Prophet Isaiah, in Apostle Peter, scriptures the Spirit gathered. He even made a measuring line for them.
He
made allotments with them. This will come with this one. This its meaning ends here. It does not go beyond that understanding himself. As tells us Isaiah 34:16-17. And it says like this. Isaiah chapter 34:16.
Munonye mu kitabo kya Mukama musome tekuli bula kwebyo na kimu Tewaliba ekiribulwa kinnaakyo.
Yes.
Munoonye mu kitabo kya Mukama musome.
Seek out from the book of the Lord and read.
Tekulibula kinnaakyo.
None of these will lack its mate.
Kubanga omwoyo wa Mukama.
Because the spirit of the Lord.
Akama kama kama kekayogera.
The mouth of the Lord spoke.
Omwoyo wa Mukama yakunganya buli kya ndikibwa kyewetaaga.
Spirit of the Lord gathered every scripture you need.
Oyagala kumanya biri munsi wansi wensi mubanga.
You want to know what's under the earth in the space.
Mumunyenye
muguru. In the stars in heaven.
Muguru lyonna.
In the entire heavens.
Waguru waguru.
Above the heavens.
Ebyaliwo ebiliwo.
Where those
ebigenda okujja.
And those coming.
Yakunganya.
He gathered them.
Mubyawandikibwa.
In these scriptures.
Wetaga just moyo wakutegera kugattira
ebintu. Just need the spirit of understanding to join.
Era nebo yingira mu sala.
If you enter prayer.
Usubulu sala ngene nabi Elia.
You can pray a prayer like of prophet Elijah. And it cometh to pass immediately.
Kubanga yakunganya ebyo bitugase.
Because he gathered them all prophets.
Era ganti byandikwa byonna.
He said all scriptures.
Bigasa mu kuyigiriza.
They are profitable in teaching.
Soko lindeko genda.
You first wait even to go there.
Nemu kusaba
even in prayer.
Nayo ndaseno.
There too they profit.
Kuba bagendo tukiriza tebatukiriza bibozi
byo. For those going to fulfill don't fulfill our stories.
Soko dego sayori.
You first go read Isaiah you hear.
Isaiah sura ya 3 mwenya nolo nyiriri olwekomi nomukaga.
Isaiah chapter 34 verse 16.
Munonya mu kitabo kya Mukama musome. Tekulibula kwebyo na kimu. Tewaliba ekiribulwa kinnaakyo. Kubanga akamwa kange kekalagidde. N'omwoyo gwe gwe gubikunganyiza. Olwekomi nomusanvu. Era bikubidde obululu. N'omukono gwe gubigabidde n'omuguwa. Yes.
Yabikubira obulu kino kigena ne kino.
Make allotments for them. This goes with this one.
Namusale yobugendo n'okuulira.
In that prayer you will hear this one moving with each other, everyone with its colleague.
Yabikubira kino kigena ne kino.
Make allotments
for n'omuguwa.
Put even a measuring line.
Bino bikoma wano te mubiyongera.
And here never add in them.
Kubanga bamba binyola ne babisusa makuru gabyo.
Some of them twist them, they go beyond their meaning.
Ne bitakola.
And they never work.
Uli yakusabisanga mu Ezekiel 37.
Lead you pray like Ezekiel 37.
Agamba magumba mchiwongo.
Tell you the bones in the valley.
Agandi amagumba ago.
He said those bones.
Amakalu mchiwongo.
The dry bones in the valley.
A business.
That is your business.
Ogendo maliriza Yesu labwega.
As you finish how the chapter says.
Yegamba abo bibana baIsiraeli si business.
Those are the children of Israel. It's not your business.
Kitegezo mguwa gwako makugamba bana baIsiraeli
musukawo. Says these are children of Israel. You don't go beyond that.
Oba abantu abali mu kiwonvu.
Oh people in the valley of this earth, planet earth.
Babeta ogoku disibwamu obulamu.
And they need to be restored life
in them. Kadolina abiza business.
And another passes it in business.
Sawaye yakada.
Your pocket which dried.
Ntamwe yakada.
Your saucepan which dried.
Godoza katonda yale ogera kuntamu.
You think God was speaking of a saucepan?
Ukusikutegero babuita busiru obwense eno.
That is not understanding. It's called foolishness of this world.
Nawe buvugibwo okwegomba
okwemibiri. By lusts of this world.
Umaru kwegomba no ulira ko inabi wegomba.
You first last you feel you desire something.
No ruzi byandi kwa bijja kunyolebwa biyingire mwe byo yagala.
Scriptures will be twisted enter into that you want.
Ebyogera kwe byo wetaga nabyo je biri.
What piece of the those you need.
Babula kubanga ero moyo okutegera talabisibwa ngaje
muri. Because spirit of understanding is ever appeared your way.
Timusubura bikwasaganya.
You cannot connect to them.
Kwate byandi kwanga 10 bonane mu bubba.
Get like 10 scriptures you steal all of them.
Ne mu bukozesa bimwagala.
And you use them over what you want.
Ochirabye.
Have you seen that?
Yabogira ko mireme ya misatu bagena ne babbe bigambo.
Book of them, Jeremiah 23, they go steal his words.
Buli muntu komonne.
Each from another.
Ono nachibulira nga chinyode no mula nachikopa.
Preaches it when he's twisted it, another copies it.
Ugenda okulira bonna basomeze kira 37.
They all read Ezekiel 37.
Amagumba machiwovu nga bagaita anta mubona.
In the valley of all call it a saucepan, each copied another. That is how they appear. But these scriptures, if you understand, they have been understood. Let me tell you the prophets.
But
they say from your childhood you knew scriptures. Yes.
Bigasa kulungamya kono oyagala kulungamizwa musala
guidance will be led in the prayer
oyo yemoyo yenyine abira kulembedde
the spirit himself was led you
nakulagira bo inzo chikola mbotu
kutufu directs you how you can rightly do it
wesometa
read that scripture, we live here. Second Timothy chapter 3 verse 15.
Erango okuva mu buto wamanyanga ebyawandiikibwa ebitukuvu ebiyinza okugeziwaza okuyingira mu bulokovu olw'okukkiriza okuli mu Kristo Yesu.
Yes. Right from childhood you knew the scriptures and they make you wise.
You get that?
Remember these words, scriptures, they are the wisdom of God as we heard. They make you wise when you enter the spirit of understanding. And they join understanding. And you feel that understanding is crossing the heads. Have you seen me try be hardened in words? That is spirit of understanding. Them up. Don't you hear their flow? It's not show off. You too, you hear them. You hear how they flow. Don't you hear them? Have you seen me breaking? Have you seen me struggling, get a scripture, hit my head? Spirit of understanding came. You need to prepare yourself, pray. Yes. Right from you gotten born again. Right from your salvation, you have no scriptures.
Now
you see, spent 10 years in salvation. That's what you had to know in your childhood salvation. You know, if you do not study when you're young, it can break you when you've grown up. You say you're 10 years old in salvation. Spent in religion your years. Don't have
speakers.
Your childhood years in God, you wasted them. But there is adult education. If you put pride aside, if you go be taught an adult, they will teach you as a child. Those who get angered of us when we speak
with
now, because they might steward when they do not know scriptures.
Feel
angered when we speak this, yet they are like that. Them to humble, get young in the level they skipped.
You say,
matured in salvation, spent many years in it.
What
had to know while a child in salvation, you never knew them. Now you matured. Did you matured, but you were not raised? There are people in the world who grow, yet they have not been raised. They just grow. Count 1-2 years. But you don't know every year other than you there is a profit and you have to profit in this world.
You
know, it's something you've understood. You are meant to get spirit of understanding while you have just gotten saved. That will bring to you all wisdom in the world. As the spirit of wisdom is. Right from your childhood, you needed to know scriptures. Not childhood of the years, infant here. Though even there it works. But it most works when you're newly born again.
Because
when you're newly born again, we need the milk of the word. At that point is where you needed it. Yes. Chaos. Pastor Benjamin. Now when you are newly born again, what was the experience about scriptures? All this you
say
about you've spoken
in
you were meant to know them when you're newly born again.
n'amagezi bwegato tugwogeramu abo abakula.
Because they say wisdom, we speak it in those who mature.
Nga bakula nga bava mu buto bakula.
They cease to be children, they are maturing.
Kakati gwe tolaba gwe yasoma Bible College and Zone Universities.
You started Bible College, Bible University.
Omanyi waliwo government z'omunsi.
You know there are governments in the world.
Simanyo bazawa na Uganda naye.
I don't know there.
Z'omunsi nga bwenjogedde.
Uganda, but they are of the world as I've spoken.
Zirina amasomero gazo.
They have their own schools.
Bagayita bonna bakone.
They call them, let them all get started.
Kaiwalo university ziri munsi eza Bible.
Verses in the world, those of the Bible.
Ngabazita bonna bakone mu Katonda.
They call them, let them all get started in God. That's why evangelist Ben Hinn went back to repent.
For
theology, he started, it caused him stunted in eras back. As we heard of in the first phase. Is did I know that? You get stunted. Yet you made no things from your childhood. You made to understand them. That's why born again you pray many prayers
and
no spirit of understanding in them.
It's
nothing like connecting scriptures. And you pray year after year. You are like prophets of Baal.
Whom
their God never answered in the time of praying. Prophet Elijah mocked them. You pray, perhaps he is sleeping. Perhaps he's tired.
Now,
born again, pray to God. Nothing is answered. Because they bring darkness in counsel with words without knowledge.
Wow. So
you finish. You should not stone me for that.
Timoseo Echokovili Esuli Yoksatu Norunyiri.
2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16.
Buli ekyawandiikibwa kirina okulungamya kwa Katonda. Era kigasa olw'okuyigirizanga, olw'okunenyanga, olw'okutereezanga, olw'okubuulira okuli mu butuukirivu.
Byawandiikibwa bya mugaso nnyo.
Scriptures are so profitable.
Obwo obigatta mu kutegeera.
If you join them in understanding,
oyigirizanga bw'owulira.
Teach as you hear. If you reach to rebuke, though you rebuke yourself, and you
bring out
scriptures leading rebuking yourself, in instruction in all righteousness, and you make a righteous prayer. And he said, by those scriptures,
first
spirit of understanding, and they are all ordered well. You are worthy for every good work. Have you seen there?
So yes, the
reason why you need spirit of understanding. On the seven spirits which make fullness of Holy Spirit. Now we have on spirit of counsel. Who shows things which were, those which are, and those going to come, and the spirit of prophecy, and the fulfillment of them. Have you understood it? The spirit of counsel. He shows things which were, those which are,
and
those which are going to come. The spirit of prophecy, which based within the Holy Scriptures, and to see the seasons of their fulfillment in the measurements
of
everything you need.
Oyo.
Him.
We
asked for him and we enjoyed the experience in this prayer to be given. In the beginning, can tell you Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1, and they say like this. Ecclesiastes 3, verse
1. Na buli kigambo ekiri wansi w'eggulu kiriko ekiseera kyakyo.
Yes.
Buli kintu kiriko entuuko yaakyo.
Everything has its time.
Na buli kigambo kyawandiikibwa.
Every word of the scripture.
Buli kigambo.
Every word.
Mu Bible.
In this Bible.
It
has its time to be fulfilled. You know what we did?
Avet,
you heard this heading in the phase 2, the answering of God to the world. Why the many troubles?
But since
2020 began, we are right in the many answers. The heading says, God, these biblical prophecies have come to pass. What is next? Have you seen? We got scriptures there in the season.
When
we began the second phase,
part 1, we moved on, part 3, 4.
Prophecy being fulfilled, part 2, 4, up to onwards.
We've entered
7 of prayer. Even the prayer within the scriptures, they just come to pass. Have you seen spirit of counsel? Time and season of things. Now when he speaks to tell us, Revelations 1:19, the spirit of counsel speaks like this. Revelation chapter 1 verse 19.
Kale wandika byolabye nebiriwo nebigenda okubawo oluva nyuma lwebyo.
Yes.
Umuyo kutisono.
This spirit of counsel.
Ebyawandikwa byo nama nye byaliwo.
All scriptures, he knows those which were there.
Ebiriwo kati exactly nga byebigenda
mas. Those which are moving on exactly now. And even when
he reached
us asking that to come, he's still 29. Prayer, we prayed that which was to come 2020.
Even
scriptures we used, they are the ones. You hear those prayers, you will see. If you get the spirit of the Lord and you reach your given him in his
spirit,
you can flow within the Lord. All there is at one with understanding, and they are meaningful. Now don't you see, we who understand, corona is a meaningful case in the world. Even the problems following it. Because he has helped you to return back to God. Those who have passed away, they have passed away. But in the world, you have a saying which says that the world buys dead bodies. If there are no wars, there can never happen peace. Is it not how they say? They say like that. Many soldiers fought to bring peace. Even here in Uganda, we have His Excellency Yoweri Museveni
Kaguta. He passed
through war to put us in the situation that peace prevails. Those who passed away, passed away. We who remained, we retained peace with our grandchildren. That's how it is.
The coronavirus
pass away with coronavirus. We remain bowed down to God. Lord. Now, has it not become meaningful for understanding and counsel? You know, when you have spirit of counsel, you can understand seasons. Bible speaks of him as the spirit of prophecy. And is controlled by the prophets. The spirit of prophecy. You read him in the First Corinthians, we see. Have you seen that? First Corinthians 14, verse 32.
Nemyo yojaba nabi, jifugiwa nabi.
The spirit of prophecy is controlled by a prophet. Me, I wonder. Prophets who spoke December. On 31st December 2019 that 2020 is a good year. The spirit of prophecy and of curse would have told you what will happen. You think he was with them? We had 31st December.
Some
of the message which begins phase 2.
He told
2020 is not a joke here. He told it to us 31st December 2019.
The
spirit of curse was he not there? He said, "Where you headed to what is to come?" Not joking. No peace there. But I'm going to raise the standard. Don't mind my children.
That's
why you need spirit of curse. Have you seen him? It moves within scriptures. Have you seen it? Him when we get him, we already got great things. That's why we only asked for majors. And we given things even if we never asked for. Have you seen it?
We
don't waste much time in God troubling ourselves. The 7 days created heaven and earth.
He
filled in it its entire hosts. In 2 years, you ask for a prayer to give you a mere car, which was already manufactured in Japan. You think it got hard before God? Not. But you asked wrongly.
Before
you had no spirit of
counsel
to know the rightful things you need.
What?
I don't just make you pray here.
What?
No. We pray for what then? We first hear spirit of God say, ask for this for time of giving it to you, it's this. And we enter prayer. Immediately they have come. Have you seen it? Now we shall finish why you need that spirit on the other day. May God bless you. Thank you for coming.